The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Health Service Executive is warning of significant disruption and service delays in hospitals today due to a strike by medical scientists. The HSE says the industrial action has led to the cancellation of procedures and appointments across the country. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
More than 2,000 medical scientists work in the laboratories of hospitals carrying out diagnostic testing of patient samples. They're going on strike today as part of a long-standing row over pay and career development. The HSE says the action will cause widespread disruption in hospitals across the country. Appointments and procedures have been cancelled, and all routine GP testing services are being suspended. The effects started to be felt in emergency departments yesterday, and those delays are expected to continue today. The Irish Patients Association has called on the Minister for Health to personally intervene, saying that patients must not be used as pawns in any industrial dispute.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said negotiations to secure the release of the remaining fighters trapped at a steel plant in Mariupol will take time. The government in Kiev hasn't said how many Ukrainian troops are left in the Azovstal complex. Those who have already laid down their weapons this week have been taken to Russian-occupied territory in the eastern Donbass region. President Putin says the captured fighters will be treated in line with international standards. However, Russian MPs have put forward plans to class some of them as war criminals. Finland and Sweden have formally applied to join the NATO military alliance in a policy shift triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a short ceremony at its headquarters in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he warmly welcomed the development. While Turkey has expressed reservations about the two countries joining, Mr. Stoltenberg said he thought the issue could be resolved. The Rural Independent Group will seek support today from other TDs to trigger a vote in the Dáil on the National Maternity Hospital, demanding that it's built as a matter of urgency on the St. Vincent site. If there is a vote, the Green Party TD for Dublin Central, Nasa Hourigan, has confirmed she'll break ranks and vote against the government. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Last night in the Dáil, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, introduced a motion seeking to oblige the government to re-engage with the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group in order to secure the site at Elm Park for state ownership. There was a debate, but appeared likely there would be no vote on the topic because the Cabinet decided not to put down a counter-motion on the basis that ministers had already given the green light to the project. However, just as the debate was about to close, the Rural Independent TD Matty McGrath called for a vote, saying the hospital needed to proceed as quickly as possible, and he argued if Sinn Féin was so interested in gifting land to the state, then they should hand over some of the 100 properties they own. It's not yet guaranteed that a vote will take place tonight, as there are 6 Rural Independent deputies, but 10 TDs are required to trigger a vote. If they're successful, Green TD Nasa Hourigan has said she'll vote in favour of the Sinn Féin motion in order to formally register her objections to the plan, a move which would undoubtedly trigger a disciplinary sanction from her party.
The Cabinet has approved proposed legislation amendments to key legislation underpinning the issue of duty of care. If passed by the Oireachtas, they would introduce significant changes, which insurance reform campaigners claim will bring the cost of cover down. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Insurance reform advocates have long argued that existing duty of care laws were unfairly balanced towards occupiers such as business owners, making it more likely that they will be held responsible in insurance claims. A rebalancing, therefore, became a key measure contained in the government's action plan on insurance reform, but a deadline of June of last year set for the proposals to go to Cabinet was missed. But now Minister for Justice Helen McEntee has received government approval to amend the Occupiers' Liability Act 1995 to tackle the issue. The proposed changes would see occupiers' duty of care responsibilities rebalanced with personal responsibilities, including those of consumers, visitors and recreational users. Ms. McEntee said the combined effect of the developments is intended to lead to further reductions in insurance premiums, building on the success of the personal injuries guidelines introduced last year.
Ryanair is to open its first maintenance and repair facility in Ireland at a 5,000 square metre hangar in Shannon, County Clare. It's part of a €10 million investment, which it's expected will employ 200 staff to maintain its fleet of over 500 aircraft. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
The new maintenance hangar will be leased from the Shannon Group by Prestwick Aircraft Maintenance, a Scottish company which has Ryanair as its only client. Up to now, maintenance and repair work on their fleet has been carried out in Scotland and also in Lithuania. The company says the new facility will support the maintenance of its aircraft as it expands its fleet from 500 to 600 between now and 2026. The company is investing €10 million in leasing a three-bay facility at Hangar 5 in Shannon, one of 10 hangars now fully occupied on the Shannon campus and employing over 3,000. Neil McMahon, Ryanair Director of Operations, said it's their first heavy maintenance facility in Ireland and demonstrates the company's commitment to drive the post-pandemic recovery through connectivity, inbound tourism and employment.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Dry and sunny this morning. However, during the afternoon, rain, with the possibility of thunderstorms, will pass west to east over the country, becoming windy with highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees.